What is up, this Anthos listeners? How's everybody doing? Do me a favor, if you guys are out there and you're enjoying the show, do me a favor and fucking obliterate that like button. Go ahead and fucking smash that subscribe and run a train on that like button, okay? I could be such a good YouTuber.
Alrighty then.
You know? The fast is still fastening. Why did that sound... Oh, the fappening. Dude. I hope this podcast blows up so fucking much that I have to worry about being put on the fappening. I don't think that would happen, though. It would just be like somebody hacks into my computer screen and it's just me just beating off. You know, just, I don't think anybody wants to see that.
Hot, 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 hot.
No one wants to see that. Yeah, dude, the fappening. Don't fappening me if you have my, don't leak my nudes. This, that, those listeners, don't leak my nudes, please. Please don't do it. Because, you know, I'm working with like fucking 20 quarter inches. And I don't think anybody can deal with that. So, where are we going with this? The fast. Fasting. Yeah. Feel good. The weight's not just melting off like I thought it would, but that's okay. You know, we got to trust the process and we're going to keep it going. I did see this thing. It's like all over the internet where it's like, it links, and they said fasting of like 8 hours, which is not a fast. Your body's not in a fasted state after 8 hours. It just isn't. But, they were like, yeah, if you fast for 8 hours, it's linked to like a 91% higher chance of a heart attack. So that scared me a little bit, you know, Johnny Anxious over here. But I looked it up and I don't think I trust that experiment they did. It's always weird when they put out something like that and as it's like a fact, and then you look into it and they're like, yeah, we tested like whatever, however many hundred people they pick randomly. It's like, these people that say that they fasted had a greater chance of heart problems. And you're like, well, what's like, you know, do heart problems run in their family? Like, they don't really dig deep into this shit. It's the same with like, everybody used to think, or maybe people still think, that like eggs are bad because of the cholesterol. And it's like, if your family has a history of like super high cholesterol, maybe don't eat a dozen eggs. But if you're like generally healthy, eggs aren't going to do shit to you. The cholesterol bullshit, it's like bullshit. It really is. It's like, I don't know. It's pretty wild because Jenna, I like, since she's vegetarian, I try to get her to eat like as many eggs as she can so she gets her protein. And her mom is constantly like, Jenny, you got to watch for your cholesterol. And I'm like, please just shut up. You don't know what you're saying. I don't say that to her, but in my head, I'm like, just shut the fuck up. I could have went for the soundboard. I didn't. I regretted it. So, you know, I could have hit it. I should have hit it. But when her mom starts talking cholesterol, I'm just,
shut up, bitch.
In my head, of course. Don't want to be disrespectful. So in my head, I say that. Like, shut up, bitch. Don't be scared of eggs, people. That's the moral of this podcast. Don't be scared of eggs. It's bullshit. They used to also, like, that kind of shit's always changing, which is kind of terrifying, because then I'm like, well, what are we eating? Like, are we going to find out that, like, avocados are really unhealthy? You know, now they're, like, a superfood, whatever. Like, where the fuck did just eating avocados come from? That's the same with, like, acai. Like, an acai bowl, one of my favorite treats to give myself. Where the fuck did that come from? It just burst on this. I want to talk to the publicist of acai. So it kind of makes me a little nervous. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, are we going to find out in a little bit that, like, you know, all this shit that we think is healthy? Because they used to think, I think when sugar, I don't know where we're going with this. We're just talking now. I think when sugar was, like, first being pushed, it was, like, marketed as zero or no calorie energy. And now it's like sugar is like the root of all your ailments. Sugar sucks. We used to think fats were something we should avoid, but it's like, no, you shouldn't avoid fat. You should avoid certain shit, like seed oils, like canola oil, vegetable oil, that kind of shit. But if you're eating like olive oil and shit, that's how you get that nice shiny coat. You use olive oil to get the nice shiny coat. Whatever. No one cares. Hopefully they tell us in like 2 years that milk chocolate is super good for you. I'll be so skinny. I'm gonna go on a milk chocolate diet. A milk chocolate fast. Milk. That's another one. Milk was good, then it was bad. Now it's kind of like, I think milk is good, and you shouldn't be doing, like, see, it's a gray area, though, because, like, you don't want to support these animals living in shitty situations, but then you, like, read shit about almond milk and stuff, and it's like, that shit's not really good for you. I think they said it boost your inflammation or something. And, you know, I need to get a hookup for breast milk. Maybe I need a breast milk hookup, some all natural titty milk. So if anybody out there has a plug, you know, I haven't indulged in, the devil's lettuce in over a week now. I don't love it, but it's much easier to not eat. The fast is much easier without it, because I do get the munchies like a madman. So that's a plus, but you know, the other weird thing, when you stop smoking weed, your dreams get crazy. You go through a period of, like, insane dreams, which for me is terrifying because, you know, Johnny gets sleep paralysis sometimes. So I get a little nervous. I have a lot of zombie dreams. I don't know what the fuck that's about. I have a lot of zombie dreams, and I'm not even watching Walking Dead right now. So, not sure what that's about. I a zombie apocalypse is something where I feel like I would make it a while, but I also feel like I would get myself in a situation at some point. Like, I'm not going out like a bitch. Like, I'm not going out with, like, one snuck up on me. Because fuck that, dude. There's no chance one zombie's taking me out. Right? Not even two. Three? No. I think I could take up to, like, six zombies in my face at once. I think I would have a hard time, but I think I would come out on top of that one. But what I think would happen is I would survive a little while and I would make some dumb decision of like, I need to go into this building to like get fucking supplies, and I would get surrounded and I would panic and that's how I would go out. Or I would starve or something dumb, something real stupid like that, where it's like, I can't get out of this building. I'm running low on food. I'm running low on water. And that's how I get taken out of the zombie apocalypse. It's not even cool. Or the other thing that I think would kill me in a zombie apocalypse is my smart ass, bad personality. I'd be in a group of people and they'd be like, all right, we're going to do this. And I'm going to be like, no, that's stupid. I don't want to do that. And they're going to be like, no, you have to, or else like you're kicked out of the community. And I'd be like, no, I'm not doing it. And then they would kick me out of the community or kill me, whatever they did, kill me and eat me. Maybe just all I ask is that if, a zombie apocalypse happens and I'm in your group, just eat my ass first. Eat my ass first, preferably while I'm still alive. Just eat my ass. And then I'll be a ghost. Be like, oh, fuck. We should have kicked him out. We shouldn't have ate him. Because now he's just haunting us. Eat my ass. Eat my ass. Speaking of getting your ass eaten. No, but we went to Vernon Davies for their little St. Patty's Day. For their little St. Patty's Day extravaganza. Everybody thinks I should be Irish because I have like a red beard. And I guess my hair used, like in the summer, it would get like a reddish tint. It was like brown red. But I'm not like ginger. Right? Ginger is a look. I'm not that. But I do have a red beard, and my hair used to have a tint when I had hair. But, yeah, I'm not Irish at all. I always say I'm like, because I feel like my family married Irish people. So I'm like Irish in law. But blood-wise, again, I gotta do that fucking 23andMe shit, because who knows what I am. Right now, I'm the mutt at the dog shelter that people are like, oh, that one's kind of cute, but like, it's a little fat. What is that dog? And they're like, we don't know. Our best guess is fucking pit bull mixed with something. Actually, I think it's pretty sad if you're a pit bull at a dog shelter. I think they just fucking put you down. Adopt, dude. Don't shop, right? I can't wait till Jenna and I get a house, because she doesn't know it yet. She really doesn't know it, but I'm gonna surprise her with so many animals that she's gonna be like, what the fuck? What are we doing? It's gonna start simple, you know? I already talked about, like, I want a fish tank, right? So I get the fish tank, I got that, and the fish tank, we'll say it's going in the basement, right? We got the fish tank set up in the basement. God willing, we get our babies, and then, you know, one day, Papa Johnny comes home, and he rescued a little dog. Because it's got to be one with a great personality. One of those, like, lovable ones, you know? I don't think I could, like, train a dog. Not, I couldn't train a dog. I couldn't train a dog from, like, being a shithead to be a good dog. But I could train, like, a lovable dog to be a good dog that's also lovable. So I'm going to come home with this little lovable dog, and it's going to look at Jenna, and she's going to be like, I don't want a fucking dog, but this thing is so cute. Then, once we get that, I'm thinking, here's what I'm thinking. I really want a pig, but like a miniature pig, which is sad because you just underfeed them, and that's why they stay small. But I kind of really want one of those. Or a duck. Dude. Mainly because they're one of the cutest animals as babies. A baby duck. And then, like, once it gets full grown, just release it into the wild. Be free. But I want to raise it from being a duckling into a full-blown duck that could defend itself. I'll teach it karate. And then I'll release it into the wild. And then every now and then, the duck will be like, hey, you know, instead of flying south for the winter, it just comes to me for the winter. You know, every now and then, I'm like, oh, man, you must have had a year. And he just gives me a look like, rah, Aflac, you know. The duck just looks at me and he's like, yeah, dude, the year that I had was pretty wild. And I could tell by his feathers and shit. And we had this relationship. And then one year, the duck doesn't come back. And that's because he was murdered by coyotes. And that's life. Dude, that's life. You got a good life. You got a good life. You know what animals Jenna never has to worry about me bringing home? Reptiles. Any of them. I don't trust things that move without feet. So snakes, out of the question. And I kind of feel like the relationship that you have with a snake, if you can't cuddle it, what are you doing? See, fish are different because they're in water. You can't cuddle fish. But what you can do, what I do at work sometimes, because I go to feed the fish, sometimes I just stick my fingertip in there and they come nibble at my fingertip, and that's fun for me. It makes me feel like they're saying hello and giving me kisses. I know they're trying to eat my finger off, but in my head, they're giving me fish kisses. So get off my back, okay? So I want fish. I want dog. I want pig or duck. Maybe get some chickens. Oh, I did way, way unrelated. I did yoga yesterday. Yogi. I'm a yogi. Just kidding. I did P90X yoga. I way underestimated and quite frankly forgot how hard yoga is. And if you've never done the P90X yoga, it's about 50 minutes of like sweating your dick off. It's a different kind of sweat. When you do a workout that you haven't done in a long time and it's a fairly intense workout, as Tony Horton says, do your best and forget the rest, okay? Keep pushing play. When you do a workout that you used to do and it's a hard workout, the sweat is different. I swear. It's a deep, deep sweat. You know, when I work out, I'm a big guy. I sweat. Okay? It's usually from my head. It's usually from my bald head. And like my arms, my shirt, I could have wrung it out after this yoga. My legs were sweating. My arms were sweating. My feet were sweating. It was insane. I had to skip a couple things towards the end because some of the shit that they throw on this P90X yoga, It's not entry level shit. You gotta have some kind of base, okay? That should be a two disker, okay? Beginner, and then after you do that for a couple times, then you step it up. But I listened to Tony, tried my best, and forgot the rest, okay? And I'm gonna keep pushing play on that yoga, because I need to be guided through my yoga. I can't just do it. I don't know enough shit. And then I'll probably forget shit on purpose, you know, where it's like, I'm tired, I don't want to do that. But if Tony's doing it, fuck it, we're right there with him. Yoga is no joke. If you want to know how unflexible you are, try yoga. I was hurting in spots that I've never hurt from internally. I thought I pulled something at one point, and then I went to the other side, and the other side hurt just as bad, because you got to do both sides for all this bullshit. The other side hurt just as bad, and I'm like, I didn't pull anything. I'm just that tight in my hips and my legs and my torso and my everything, my shoulders. And today I was planning on doing some type of workout. I don't know if I was going to do, if I was going to free ball it, or if I was going to go dip back into the P90X, but I was planning on doing something today. I am so sore. Like, my hamstrings are sore, and I didn't do a leg workout. I just did yoga. My hamstrings are sore. My abs are sore. My shoulders are on fire. My triceps hurt. It all hurts. My calves are so tight. And, you don't realize how unflexible you are until you try to be flexible. There was a couple things that, like, I was like, there's no chance my body's doing this, and it did it, and it hurt, but I did it. So I was kind of proud for some stuff, but there was some stuff, man, that was just, to even try it, I was gonna hurt myself, which is kind of a kick in the nuts. Like, I can't even do this stretch. I'm so out of shape, I can't even do this stretch. That's kind of a bummer to me. But it's also like, hopefully the next time I do it, you know, I make it through one extra pose, right? So while it's super deflating of like, this is where I'm at right now, well, that kind of sucks. That part really, really, really stings, and it's a real, real hit to my ego, you know? as if you couldn't tell, I'm a little upset about it. It's also kind of exciting, because it's like, yeah, I fucking suck right now. And I can't be any worse than I am right now. So maybe next time I get, you know, maybe next time I can open up the chest a little more during reverse warrior or twisting triangle pose. You know, maybe next time I'll be able to put my hand on the ground instead of using the yoga block, or I could put the yoga block a little lower. So it's kind of exciting of like, yeah, this is rock bottom. I can't wait to see where I go from here. But just having done it yesterday, and it's still fresh in my mind of how shitty I was and how sweaty I was. I also, you know, the sweat thing, 'cause I knew I had to, I had to go barefoot because, you know, socks and carpet when you're doing yoga, it's a little slippery. So I was like, I'm going to go barefoot. So I cranked the heat up to like 67, which is insane for me. 67 is wildly, wildly hot heat wise. 67, if you put your heat on 67 or the weather outside is 67, they're two different 67s. I can't explain it, but they are. They're different. 67 outside is perfect weather. 67 in my house, I can't breathe it so hot. So I kind of did P90X hot yoga is how I felt. I don't know. I don't think I would be able to do a hot yoga class because they keep it at like 80 or 90 in those rooms. So I might actually die if I try to do hot yoga right now. But who knows? Maybe in 6 months, I'm going to be telling you guys how I went to a hot yoga class. Probably not. Probably not. I'll probably just tell you 6 months, I'll probably... Hopefully, no, here's the goal. In 6 months, I don't take breaks during P90X yoga. I fucking just do the whole thing, right? That'd be fun. That's a good one. That's a good goal. Do it once or twice a week, maybe. Maybe skip. I'm so sore. I don't know. What workout I should do the day before. Maybe like an arm workout. Maybe do like arms or something stupid. Because you're kind of using your chest a lot. Maybe a back workout. You're using your back though. You're using everything. You're using muscles that you're not used to using when you do yoga. So am I a yogi? Yeah, pretty much is what I'm telling you. So I recommend it. Try it out. Do your best and forget the rest, dude. Once you press play, you're already in it. That's why you keep pressing play. You back up like a pterodactyl. Dude, Tony Horton has some of the best lines you'll ever hear. Also, weirdly, because I haven't done P90X since the fucking DVDs came out. And I was like just... I wanted to do yoga, and I was like, oh, I remember... This is how this all happened, by the way. I was like, oh, I remember the P90X yoga was like... I used to do that. So I found it online and played it. And it's fucking hard, man. But, in P90X, I forget what video it is, but the dude from... Broken Lizard from Super Troopers and like shit is in it. Eric Stolhansk. And he's only got one leg. How about that? How about that for a little bit of motivation? This guy is out here doing P90X with one leg. I have two legs. Imagine how good I can do it. Right? Right? It's kind of fucked up, but. You know, you got to get the motivation from where you get the motivation. And my motivation right now, as we're talking, is this guy made it through these videos and he only got one leg. I have two legs. One and a half. My knees hurt so bad. But moral of the story, I got two legs. I got two arms as of right now. I got all my fingers, all my toes. Imagine how well I could get. How good I could get at P90X. Dude, I'm about to run it back to back. I'm about to do P90 180. And then I'm going to do that back to back. P90 3 fucking 60, baby. P360X. I'm spinning in a circle with these 90 degree angles. Baby, wait till you guys see me in... 6 months. I'm not going to be pushing. I'm at the low end of 260, which is cool. You know, your boy was up in the 280s and it was hurting. But wait till I get fucking in shape again. I'm going to be a different person. I'm going to be walking down the street just do 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 do. Hey everyone. I guess I'm not fat anymore. Do 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 do. After, dude, I'm going to listen to so much Good Charlotte. Did you ever get picked last in gym class? This is for you. I'm going to be a motivational speaker. I'm going to be like the subway guy, just less creepy, not touching little kids. But I'm going to pull out those big old pants that I used to wear. This was me before. This is me now. People are going to go, wow. When I walk onto the stage, it's just gonna start my motivational speech is gonna start with just real sad music, like so it's gonna in the arms of an angel. And it's just going to be videos of me eating ice cream and, you know, eating hot dogs just like I used to when I went to elementary school. And it's going to be me running downstairs and my titties bouncing all over. And then it's just me chugging protein shakes, fasting, smoking weed, standing on the scale with a smile on my face, me looking down, being able to see my dick, like, it's gonna be fucking sick. You know, that's the goal, dude. That's the goal, is to not have to suck my belly in to see my penis. Oh man, dude, and if that's your main goal in your fitness, like, that's a good goal. It's a good goal. That being said, I think I want Chipotle today, but it's still in my hours of fasting. As long as I cut that shit out by 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock if I'm feeling dangerous. But, yeah, man, that's where we're at. Tune in next week and see how my fitness is going. Fitness dick in your ass. What? Pause. I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry. We're winding the show down and it's a kid's show. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Yeah, I gotta go. Until next time, peace.